This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live, as opposed to restrained, braille, pre-recorded. Could that be the opposite of Free Talk Live?
Restrained Thought Live?
Restrained, braille, pre-recorded.
Oh, pre-recorded.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, all right, well, glad I've got my creative hat on today. We are a live call-in radio talk show. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to get on the air. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
On March 16th of 2021, more than 2 months ago, terrorists, also known as government agencies, conspired together and raided or terrorized the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, a convenience store known as the Mighty Moose Mart, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, the home of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. Six people were kidnapped, also known as arrested. These folks are called the Crypto Six. They're taken into custody, thrown in cages. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions. But Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, both remain in custody more than 2 months later without a conviction for crimes, quote-unquote crimes, with which there was no victim. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's some information there. There's links to multiple sites, and there's several ways that you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke, and it's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto6 from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. And thank you to everybody who has donated. We appreciate that. Also, don't believe for a minute that, oh, yeah, you know, you guys are a nationwide radio talk show. You've probably raised it. No, we haven't raised enough money because lawyers are freaking expensive.
Yeah.
And unbelievably so.
And it makes it even more expensive because of the charges that each have been assigned in order to increase the cost of defense. There is a conspiracy charge attached to each of these individuals, and that means that they can't just use one lawyer or one set of lawyers, but each individual has to have their own lawyer right. or set of lawyers to defend this case.
Right. Each defendant needs their own representation.
Right. So instead of being maybe $250,000 for, you know, all six, it's like more like $1.5 million potentially, or maybe even more.
It could be that high.
Yeah.
So. And, you know, if you're unable to contribute, just go ahead and share thecrypto6.com on your social media, that kind of thing. Help out, you know, in any way that you can. We'll talk more about Ian's potential release. There has been a bond ordered, but there are some stipulations in the bond that need to be fulfilled before he can actually walk out of the Merrimack County Jail. And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to Bill calling from California. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
So you guys are like libertarians, anarchists, right? That whole crowd.
Some would say they're libertarians. Some would say anarchists. Some would say voluntarists.
I would say I'm an individual.
So here's the deal, guys. Here's what's going on, folks. Jack, I think that your ideology is inherently anti-Semitic. Because me, as a Jew, right? Because who, without the government, who spoke to
that's
protect,
just completely ludicrous. That's God's chosen so
people.
Stupid.
Look, we're God's chosen people, right? 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. And I think that's despicable you guys advocate for an ideology where we are not protected?
The ideology would be against Hitler.
Huh? Yeah. So hang on, Bonnie. Hang on. Bill.
This is obviously
a Bill.
Troll, but.
Yeah, of course it is. Hang on, Bonnie. I will mute you if I have to.
Are you denying Holocaust?
Bill.
Just knowing Jews died.
Bill. What evidence do you have that links libertarian to anti-Semitism?
Because who's supposed to protect us?
Because what?
Who's supposed to protect us?
Well, you're supposed to protect yourself. Take responsibility for that. Thanks for the call, Bill. Yes. Troll Talk Live. All right, so you had some more information about... No, you didn't?
Did you want me to read the rest of the stipulations for his bail?
Oh, well, we don't need to read them all out loud on the air. We should tell people where they can find it, though.
I don't know how people
Isn't
can find it.
Isn't that court report?
Court listener?
Court listener, yes, thank you.
Yeah, if you go to the court listener, Ian Freeman versus
Actually,
the United States Docket.
There's a better place to go. So go to thecrypto6.com, and there is a link now for Telegram to join the updates room. And in the updates room on Telegram, there is a link directly to this document.
Excellent organization, yes.
Much more professional than
Yeah, that was better than anything I could have said.
I get it from my friends who find it, who are smart.
Yeah, I do. People much smarter than me have supplied it to me in some way, shape, or form, and then I read it. All right. Well, I guess we could start with our topics tonight. Well,
it's going to be Murder Talk Live tonight.
How so?
All of our stories are about murder.
Well, that's not necessarily false.
More I go back in time, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But you know what I mean. Like, that's what the stories are. The topic of the stories we've got for the night.
This is from KSAT.com. And I bring this in because there should be some discussion about, you know, we'll call it the libertarian, the anarchist, the voluntarist perspective of the events that happened here. KSAT, I believe, is a station in, is it Texas? You might know more about that than I do, Bonnie.
KSAT sounds like K San Antonio, yeah.
Yeah. So the headline reads, man fatally shot Texas deputies because they were in his yard for dog complaint, witness says. The witness also says the suspect told deputies he would shoot them before he opened fire. Now, what does that mean? Let's find out. A West Texas man accused of fatally shooting two sheriff's deputies was angry. They were in his yard trying to catch a dog, and he told them he would open fire if they didn't leave, the witness said. They walked up towards him, rushed him, and he pulled a gun, and shots were fired, David Hutchings told the San Angelo Standard-Times. The shooting happened Monday evening in Eden, a city of about 1,300 people, roughly 210 miles southwest of Dallas. Officials say Concho County deputies Stephen Jones and Samuel Leonard were killed, and city employee Ronnie Winans was injured. DPS said Wednesday that Nicholas opened fire on Jones and Leonard after they, quote, made contact with him while responding to a dog complaint.
I definitely need more information on why the officers charged him.
Officials have said little else about what happened before the shooting, which is being investigated by the Texas Rangers. Jeffrey Nicholas, 28, is jailed in nearby Tom Green County Detention Center on two charges of capital murder of a peace officer. Hutchings, a city employee who helps with animal control, told the newspaper that the officers were helping city employees collect two dogs that had bitten someone earlier in the day. The deputies had already caught one of the dogs, and the other one ran into Nicholas' yard. Hutchings said Nicholas did not own either animal. Nicholas told the deputies they could not enter his yard to get the dog, and that they should, quote, get off his property, and that he, quote, has civil rights, Hutchings said.
Well,
he said Nicholas told the deputies that he would shoot them, and then, of course, the shooting happened.
In my opinion, they don't have any right to go on his land to get this dog, even if it bit people. If he allowed them to, sure.
It is a good question. Is this a sound libertarian position? What would you do as a libertarian?
I wouldn't shoot the cops for being on my yard, but I also don't know why they charged him.
what's your opinion? Do you think this was justified, being that he told them to get off his property or he would shoot them? 603-283-6160. More free time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. the live call-in radio talk program where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to get your voice on the air. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain. I'm your host. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from KSAT.com out of Texas, where a man named, his last name I believe is Nicholas, had some deputies show up at his property looking for a dog that supposedly bit some people earlier in the day. And he greeted them. He said, "Hey, I don't want you on my property." They disagreed a little bit. And it looks like he told them, according to this article, that they should get off his property and that he has civil rights. And he warned them that if they didn't get off his property, he would shoot them. And then, according to this article, the officers charged him, and he opened fire, killing two of them.
And injuring another
assistant. Right, the assistant, the animal control person.
Mm.
So, I guess the question is, was this, under libertarian principles, was this libertarian? And the question is, I think, it's kind of a complex one, because on the one hand, if it was, you know, I don't know, a six-year-old crossing your lawn, I would say no. That this is an excessive use of force.
Yeah, they cause no. They're not threatening. A six-year-old is not threatening the way that armed thugs are.
On the other hand, we have the other side of this, where these are armed thugs on your property, and they have no reason to be there.
Right. And so the question is, you know, what's the right call here?
Well, what's the minimum amount of force that you would be able to use to get armed thugs off your property? That would be shoot them, probably, right?
That, I mean, my gut
that's
says...
That's the minimum. That's the maximum, I think you meant to say, right?
Yep, right.
Yeah. I mean, no, because they weren't going to leave otherwise. These are cops.
I mean, you could, like, I don't know, throw a net on them and drag them away. Or, you know, there's...
They have guns, too.
True. They
could understood.
I mean, if they were unarmed, maybe you could make some other argument that there could be less force that you could use, but I don't think so in this case.
Hmm.
So, Hutchings, who was a witness, apparently, to all of this, said that Winans, who is his boss, was shot in the stomach when a bullet went through the door of a city pickup. So I don't understand, like, if they charge him and he opened fire, how did he get shot through a door? So I'm not sure about that. The funeral for Leonard is set for Monday. That's the end of the article, so... there are some comments here. Some will say this patriot was protecting his Second Amendment right and his property. Others will say a good cop was gunned down by a nutcase. Others will say, why did the cops rush this man? Cops are crazy. I don't, you know.
I would never think, rush this person who's just threatened to kill me. And
yeah, this seems like a situation that more than likely the sanest answer is not to go and shoot the cop, and that's a strategic move, not necessarily the moral thing, right? Sometimes it's not about morals, it's not about what's right, it's about what's the best outcome that you can achieve, and sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean defending yourself.
Staying out of a cage.
We could talk more about this, but first let's go to John calling from New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I just heard that last caller. One of them, he said he was a Jewish fella, a Semitic fella. And he said that the problem is that who's going to protect them? But, you know, as you guys rightly said, the government was the one who killed all the Jews.
Yeah.
You know?
So, true. So it seems. And, like, whose responsibility is it to protect anybody? Well, yours, right? It's your responsibility to protect yourself. It's your responsibility to protect your family, for example, your community, right? A lot of people don't understand this. They just want to outsource it to them. Right, to they, right? And this would be the cops, the government, and all that kind of.
I agree. I mean, someone needs to tell these Semitic fellas that the only people that can protect them are themselves, you know.
I'm pretty sure that that was just a troll call. I'm not going to talk about that in a way like, oh, that was an actual Jewish person, what they really believe. I think that's silly. I'm not going to talk about it like that.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit skeptical if they were telling us the truth either.
So if anybody claims that somebody else has a right to, I mean, they have a right to somebody else protecting them, then I'm going to say, no, that's stupid.
What they have the right to is the defense of themselves or to hire somebody to defend them. They don't have the right to force somebody else to pay for or defend them, you know, through violence.
Go ahead, John.
I agree. And, you know, someone needs to tell these Semitic fellas that we're done trying to protect them. You know, as I'm an anarchist. I'm a libertarian. We're not protecting these Jewish fellas anymore, you know?
Well, we shouldn't be protecting anybody. You know, it's not just about the Jews.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, John. You know, I agree. Like, it's not a government's, like, people think it's a government responsibility to protect you because cop cars roll around with words written on them that says to protect and serve.
Well, the Supreme Court has repeatedly said that the cops have no obligation to protect you. So
precisely.
Why are we paying their salary?
It has nothing to do with anybody's background, racial or religious, though. Just humans in general don't have a right to other people's labor, which includes protection.
Right. Now, if you want to hire an agency or persons, you know, bodyguards or a security firm, something like that, to provide,
that's your right.
Then that is a right that you certainly do have,
right.
And an ability that you do. Or maybe, you know, I don't know if you can afford it or whatever, but even so, there are ways that
you have the right to try.
You can DIY protect yourself, right? You can take self-defense classes. You can, you know, invest in your own personal firearm. If you don't like the laws where you're at about firearms, you can move somewhere else where the laws are more friendly. Where, like New Hampshire, for example, you can open carry, you can concealed carry, all without a permit at any time. And in fact, when I moved here a couple of years ago now, I was surprised at the number of people that I saw open carrying, and even some who were concealed carrying, that, like, you know, they'd let their jacket open, and I'd see that, you know, that guy's carrying, you know, that kind of a thing, or that girl's carrying, oh, she's got one. I saw one, it was a girl jogging, and she had on one of these, like, sports bras that are supposed to keep your jiggly bits from jiggling around too much.
Oh, my God.
But, like, on the front of it, in between, right in the center, was a holster, and she had a small, I'm guessing it was a small 9mm, she had a small handgun in the holster right in between, you know, her sports bra.
That's awful.
While she's jogging. And I'm like, that's...
How would that not just be jiggling around? That's awful.
Well, I mean, the sports bra is pretty tight, so, like, you know. But at any rate, like, I mean, this is a rape equalizer, right? There's a lot of women on planet Earth who are afraid of rapists and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Well, the easiest way for you to defend yourself against a rapist is to have a gun.
But why in between those? I don't know if I can say that on the air. Probably shouldn't.
I don't know, but somebody developed the product and she was using it. 603-283-61.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's no change in the U.S. policy towards Israel. Biden adding there will be no peace in the Middle East until Israel's neighbors acknowledge their right to exist. Biden making those comments during a joint news conference at the White House with South Korean President Moon. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
It's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
USA Radio News. 150 missing kids were found by U.S. Marshals and local police officers in North Carolina. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26 to May 7th, some of these children have been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age.
Bitcoin's price is falling as China pushes for tighter regulation of the cryptocurrency. China's vice premier calling for a crackdown on Bitcoin mining and trading behavior to protect the financial system. The price of the digital asset is now down below $38,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back. It is Bra Holster Talk Live, apparently. The telephone number here on Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. One of our callers and chatters mentioned that the young lady we described who had the sports bra slash gun holster while she was jogging should be nicknamed Breasticles. I thought that was hilarious. We talked a bit about this and the comfort level, and Bunny, you had some opinions about it. We looked it up online just to see what it was, and it turns out it's not really right in between. It's sort of below, and the gun would be mounted at an angle, so quick draw access, all that kind of thing.
And for weight distribution, it does make a lot of sense. Like if you're jogging, you don't want something heavy on your right hip.
Right.
Only.
And a lot of these holsters are made of, this polymer, it's a plastic, but it's pretty heavy. And some of them are loaded with springs and stuff like that, and locks and this kind of thing that adds to the weight so that,
And the guns are just heavy.
And then the gun itself is also heavy once it's in the holster. So, yeah, it would be important.
It looks less, let's say, risque than what I was imagining. I was imagining something so weird.
I could just picture it.
All right, how do we get on that topic anyway? I don't recall.
We were talking about the guy shooting cops in his yard. I have something to say about that before we move on from that. I think the root of the issue is that dogs need more rights. Dogs should be able to run into yards, and the owner should be allowed to decide what they do with them from there instead of the cops.
It's funny you say that because one of the rebuttals that I have against people who are like, they want to wall off the border, right? It's like, well, okay, who's going to check the passport of the ducks that fly south in the winter when they come back? Right? Do deer, do antelope, you know, do they have to show passports when they cross from the United States into,
yeah,
into Canada?
Is it just humans?
Yeah, why, they have way more freedom of mobility and
don't they? I mean, seriously.
Never thought about it like that.
Humans are the only creature on planet Earth that respects man-made borders, right? They'll respect a border in such that it's a river, right, that they can't get across, you know.
I mean, if they're physically unable to, but right, animals that are physically able to will cross that without thought.
Right, exactly, right? And so they won't honor it, right? But, like, that's the only type of thing. And, like, people will point to, oh, look, the Mississippi River is the border of, like, seven states or whatever it is, right? And it's like, well, it's a river, so it was convenient for them to use that as a border when they drew, you know, on the map. But those borders of the states and countries only exist in the minds of human beings. Those borders do not exist in the minds of any other creature on planet Earth. It is a human construct.
And that's why cows will stand in the middle of the road when you're driving.
All right.
And deer.
That's true, they will. Look at you like deer caught in the headlights. Let's go to the phones. We actually have TJ the Spy calling from Colorado.
TJ.
Hey, TJ.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure. I was just calling about Ian's bail hearing yesterday, so it looks like it's going to be $200,000 cash bond. And the ridiculous thing is the list of people that he's not allowed to talk to. Like, he's not allowed to talk or communicate with Mark Edge or Patricia or Laura or Dereva. Like, it was just a huge laundry list of people he's not allowed to communicate with.
Worse
and
than
I thought,
that.
This is absurd.
It's way worse than that. It's like one-third of Americans and every other person in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I said, that's going to be like, you know, imagine trying to run a business and you're not allowed to talk to your business partner.
Right, which is precisely the pigeonhole that they appear to be attempting to put Free Talk Live in. Now,
especially when talking is your business.
And the crazy thing about that, too, is that he was able to talk to all of these people. Right now, he's still able to talk to all those people. It's only upon release, I believe, that he can't. So it's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah, and, you know, and I may have a solution, you know, poor I think it was Matt, has all the guns, and, of course, he's a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been looking for all the laws that may apply when a landlord is under indictment and can't have guns, but one of his tenants has a gun. I'm not sure. It's up to the judge, but, you know, it's one of those things I thought, you know, if only they could put a lock on the door and say Ian doesn't have a key to the door, and that's the separate property now.
That's the only hope
he has of keeping his guns in the house, but otherwise he just might have to move, and that really sucks.
Yeah, the problem is that was already the case. There's a deadbolt on the door. It's already basically his own apartment. It's the choice of words that was being used, I felt, was objectionable during the hearings. The thing is, I think part of it is, like, there's only so many things you can object to, you know, effectively. And at the end of the day, it wasn't something that they were objecting to.
Yeah, well, there's only so many battles you can fight. I mean, I'm just grateful they're letting him out finally after 2 months because I kind of miss hearing him on the radio.
Well, and we're not even certain that he's going to be able to broadcast at this point. We'll figure that out as time goes on. One of the things that, because Ian called me personally and he said, hey, I just want to make sure that we're keeping the host schedule sort of status quo. He's like, there's going to be a period of, you know, reacclimation, if you will. When he does get out, he needs to figure some stuff out about, well, you know, how to live his daily life confined to the house.
Yeah. How to continue employment.
Yeah, they tell him he needs to continue employment, but he can't talk to a large number of the major players that
in
his employ.
It's like you can't use electronics, but you have to hold a job down. Like, what job doesn't have you at least clock in or something as part of that job, which uses probably an electronic device of some kind?
So there's a lot of stuff to sort out. We're just looking forward to him actually walking out because it seems to me that the government is doing every possible thing to keep him behind bars for as long as they possibly can. Every potential delay that comes up in any of these hearings or whatnot is exercised. Not a one of them has been passed up.
They're angry. Like, they're super angry that he's being released. So they're doing, I think, everything in their power when they wrote up that proposed set of conditions to ensure that he cannot survive on the outside.
I can't wait to for him to be back, for me to hug him again, and for me to shave his beard off.
TJ, what else?
That is it, my friend. I was just calling and just saying, you know, the other thing that really sucks is that they rob you. You know, they come in, they seize all your money, and then it's like, well, what do you post bail with? What do you post? Who do you pay your attorney with? And so I always thought that was very unfair that, you know, the bill of particulars, they're moving to seize all the property that was in a safe. And it's like, well, yeah, that's nice and convenient. Now that you're broke, you have to rely on your friends to post bail and pay your attorney fees.
Yeah, you would think that they would have been able to use the $170,000 or whatever it was in of cash in the safe as a as a bond, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
bond,
like, why
yeah.
should you have to put up now your additional other properties, you know, that you own, which clearly you can't, like. They can take them from you either way, effectively, at the end of
the
day.
And the other thing to TJ's point is that they're asking him for a certain number of things that he must pay for in the bond, the written thing. And, like, okay, like you said, TJ, he's poor now. They've taken his money.
I mean, all the phone calls he's made have been hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yep. I wish you the best. Of course, I'm looking forward. You know, have the Bitcoin mascot. That'll be something we'll announce later on. I'm going to hold that on, but we do have a mascot for the trial coming up, and it'll be an interesting show. I intend to make it a three-ring circus.
I look forward to it, TJ. Thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, there's so many things that are just not right about the whole situation. I've never been this close to a case of this type in my life, so there's a lot of firsts for me. I'm learning a lot about, you know, the process. There's some really smart people that have surrounded us who know a lot about the process that I'm learning from.
TJ is one of them.
TJ is one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, there's some other people that have experience going through this type of thing that I'm learning a lot from, so I want to say thanks to those people as well. But most importantly, let's get Ian out of jail. 603-283-6160. More.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to get on the air and talk about anything that's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I can tell that you're tired because normally you're like, it's Bonnie, and like tonight it's Bonnie. You're like,
I'm really tired. I feel
you know how people
crazy.
from California always like, not always but a lot frequently they'll do the end of their sentence as a question, right?
I don't know.
They'll do it as a question. This is Free Talk Live, right? You know they'll do that.
Yeah. One of our friends said that if I had an accent, it would be like a California accent. I think that's crazy because that's like. I've been in that state once for, like, a couple days.
Yeah, your lack of accent is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm from the United States, basically. I'm a military brat.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. I mean, when I first met Bonnie, she's, I'm from Texas. I'm like, you're kidding. Because she does. Normally, people in Texas, they got that Texas drawl.
I don't even know anyone in San Antonio with a Texas drawl, though. It's just, like, a huge city that has 1.6 million people in it.
I've been to Dallas. I spent 2 weeks
Dallas is
there.
Oklahoma.
No, Dallas is Texas.
Nope.
It's
you're wrong.
Texas is the largest state in the lower 50.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
I think you're wrong. And Dallas is Oklahoma.
Dallas is...
Or Louisiana, whichever
Oklahoma
one
Oklahoma is a little bit slower than Texas. Texas is a little bit faster. Whereas Alabama, it's all very nasally. And Opelika and all that kind of stuff. Right?
Opelika.
Yeah. Tennessee and Alabama are very similar, but it also changes as you get into, like, North and South Carolina as well.
Nice, like, accents, southern accents. Yeah. Like, Angie, the co-host, yeah. I just love to hear her talk.
Yeah.
It's calming and nice.
All right, so we were talking about this article from KSAT where a man, some cops came to his property. They were chasing a dog that supposedly bit some people. He said something along the lines of, the dog isn't here. I'm going to need you to leave my property or else I'm going to shoot you. The cops didn't leave his property, so he shot and killed him. We've talked a little bit about, you know, what's the libertarian or voluntarist perspective on that. And, you know, we could talk more about that if you want. But I wanted to also talk about this article, because they're similar in some ways. This person didn't kill any cops, though, but this is from the AP, apnews.com. Mom accused of killing her two kids had been under scrutiny. Now, they've changed the headline. The original headline was, Mom accused of killing her two kids with meat cleaver.
Yikes.
This is out of Phoenix. An Arizona woman accused of killing her two children with a meat cleaver became the subject of a child services investigation 2 months ago and at one point had been taken to a psychiatric hospital, child welfare officials said Tuesday. The Arizona Department of Child Safety said in a statement that the agency was alerted on March 2nd about a case of neglect in suburban Phoenix involving, I'm going to butcher her name, it's Yui Inoue, age 40, after she and her 7-year-old son Kai went missing from the family's apartment in Tempe. Police found them behind a convenience store. Inoue was taken to a psychiatric hospital and the boy was returned to his father. Officials did not say how long she was hospitalized or provide any details on her release. An Arizona DCS investigator later interviewed the family, but did not report finding any visible signs of child abuse or neglect involving the boy or his 9-year-old sister, Mia. Both children, they said, felt safe with their parents, according to the statement. Citing a lack of evidence, the agency opted not to remove them from the home. The investigation was still considered open when the children were found dead Saturday.
Huh.
There's more to this article, but we can start the discussion here. You know, I have a big problem with child protection services, only because I've seen the opposite side of that, where I've been in a foster care home and somebody from CPS has to come in and check and, you know, do all these things. It's very invasive, not only to the foster parents, but also to the kid, because you're like, oh, you get afraid of this government entity when you're a young child. And so, you know, I have that perspective from the opposite side. It's also incredibly easy for anybody. You know, I don't know, you don't like your new neighbors who just moved in, they got kids or something. You can, you know, make an anonymous call to CPS and go, I saw them abusing their children. And CPS is going to show up and launch an investigation and potentially take children away from their families when they shouldn't.
As tempting as it might be, it seems like a very, very bad idea.
It just seems like this woman in this case had some kind of a mental break that maybe there was no, like, real evidence of before other than the one incident, and you can't start taking people's kids away for one weird, odd incident of somebody disappearing. And I just feel like a story like this with all its, you know, buzzwords like meat cleaver and all, you know, it's just a story that comes out to try to convince people that we need the government to be more invasive so we can
prevent
these. Well,
in this particular instance, though, the government paid a visit, didn't find anything, and then just sort of left.
Yeah, so that's what people are going to try to take out of this. Like, oh, they need to be able to do more. They need to be able to, even if there's just one incident, they need to be able to take the kids away.
I think the problem comes down to the government does more harm than good.
Yep.
And it's, you know, I don't necessarily think that the government would have ever had any chance of actually, like, saving these kids anyway. But at the same time, the problem is that they then do bad, too. So it's like, if it ends up being more bad than good, then why even have him at all?
I agree. The article continues, as the community is struggling to grasp the tragic death of the two innocent siblings, the department is caring for staff who have also been impacted. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. The agency said, our prayers go out to the family and all who knew Mia and Kai. Of course, yes, niceties, etc., and so on. We're so heartbroken. Police had been called to the family's apartment earlier Saturday about a domestic dispute involving the husband and wife. At the time, officers said there was no apparent reason to call child welfare authorities. It's not clear if the officers were aware of the ongoing investigation. Tempe police did not immediately respond to a request seeking comment. Later that morning, Inoue went to a Tempe police station and said she was hearing voices telling her to kill her children, according to charging documents. Officers went to the apartment and found the mutilated bodies of the children under a blanket and boxes. Her husband, who has not been identified, told police that the couple had filed for divorce in April and had argued the night before over money she wanted so she could move to Japan. He said she threatened to stab him, so he left just after midnight and slept in his car in the parking lot. He said he did not think she would harm their children. Inouye is facing two counts of first-degree murder. She's currently being held on a $2 million cash bond. It was unclear Tuesday if a court-appointed attorney had been assigned to her case. Students, teachers, and others in the Tempe School District where the children were students were devastated by their deaths. Counselors are being made available, et cetera, and so on. Yeah. Moments like this remind us that life is precious. But, you know, yeah, you get the idea.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing from this article, and you can call me the resident conspiracy theorist on the show tonight, but this is what
I'm
hearing.
Wait, can I call you that before you say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
So, a woman is forced to go into psychiatric hold. Then she starts hearing voices, and nobody thought that she would hurt her kids, and she killed her own kids. Are those two things related? She's put into psychiatric hold, suddenly does something that even the person closest to her probably would never think that she would do.
Well, she said she was hearing the voices when she turned herself in.
Yeah, that was after she was in psychiatric hold. She was in psychiatric hold for the, you know, the evaluation, at least.
I thought she killed the kids and then got
no, when she was found behind the convenience store.
Right, they did do an eval on her after that.
Here's what
I'm hearing. They said that there was no evidence, and so they just, you know, let it be. And then, you know, on this particular evening, the husband and the wife had some sort of a squabble. The husband said, okay, I'm just going to go sleep in the car.
Because she tried to threatened to stab him.
Right. They filed for divorce, so they were arguing about money. She wanted to move to Japan. And so at some point she turned herself in. And, of course,
she had already done the thing,
right? So, you know, what is the libertarian perspective here? What is the, you know, voluntarist perspective? Are, you know, in Ancapistan or libertarianistan, how would this type of a situation be handled? There would be no government authority known as Child Protection Services. So how does one get mental health? How does one, you know, figure out if children are in danger? More Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.